Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 21st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and for the first time this season, we're looking out upon a sticking snow. I think I mentioned yesterday that we had a few light flurries, but they weren't sticking. But today, it's a beautiful white view that we're seeing. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you today. We titled today's message, Appointed to His Service. Beautiful scripture text. The words of the Apostle Paul from 1 Timothy 1, verse 12.
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that He considered me faithful, appointing me to His service.
In the course of our spiritual journey, we meet a lot of interesting people and hear some remarkable testimonies. It's a joy to see people serving the Lord in a wide variety of ways.
When we think of this service, we may tend to consider those who have larger forms of ministries. Perhaps they pastor a church, have written books, have a television ministry, and so forth. We can mention names here that many readers would immediately recognize.
Or we may consider those who have remarkable testimonies of deliverance from the ravages of sin, and now live and serve the risen Savior. I have met many from this walk of life and indeed rejoice that God saves to the uttermost and will then use all who submit to Him.
But the vast majority of Christ's servants fit into neither of these categories. Of course, all believers are redeemed from sin, but a great majority has testimonies of preserving grace that protected them from ever going into a life of sin. They turned to Christ at an early age, usually due to the influence of godly parents, grandparents, and others in their life, such as Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, and so forth.
Most of you reading this have never heard of Orrin and Naomi Hostetter. And Brooksine points out, you're listening, not reading, obviously, with the podcast. Orrin and Naomi Hostetter are an active ministry couple in our local church who serve the Lord in a variety of ways. Yesterday, they hosted a meal called the Golden Nuggets Dinner for the seniors. Well, they both turned to the Lord at an early age. They have a servant's heart, much like Priscilla and Aquila, and demonstrate compassion in the way they care for hurting people. We've seen it often.
As we observe the body of Christ, whether in our present local church, churches that we've pastored, or churches that we visit, we know so many people like Orrin and Naomi. Stephen, growing up, had Sunday school teacher Joe and Pauline Harding.
Whom I still see, by the way. She's in her late 80s now, perhaps even 90 by now.
In the early years of our pastoral ministry in northern Pennsylvania, we remember Mike and Kathy, Tom and Marcia, and so many others. And then later in New England, Bill and Vita Shabilo. And of course, there are so many that we could mention right now that come to mind.
She was a bit sensitive that by not mentioning some, we would in some way offend. But there's no way we can mention all the people. And Brooksine didn't share a ministry couple from your childhood. Is there somebody right now that comes to mind?
My Sunday school teacher, Gaitha Wise, and my youth leader, Edith and Cordell Cochran, who were very instrumental in my salvation.
Well, you know what? You've probably heard of none of these people. Maybe a few of you have heard of one of those couples, but they span our lifetime. What a blessing these folks are. I greatly appreciate pastors and other church leaders. I also appreciate the role the more famous members of the body of Christ have. And I'm grateful for those who have dramatic testimonies of great deliverance from sin. I can think of several I knew from Teen Challenge. But the backbone of our churches are people like Orrin and Naomi. I want you to consider your own church. You have folks like this, don't you? And perhaps you might even blush to realize that you might be numbered among them by your fellow brothers and sisters. I sure hope you are.
This coming week here in America, we especially emphasize an attitude of thankfulness. And today's scripture expresses the highest form of thanksgiving, that to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In this text, Paul specifies three issues he is thankful to Christ for. Number one, he was given strength. Secondly, he was considered faithfully. And praise God, thirdly, he was appointed to service.
Well, as I reflect upon my nearly 35 years of service for Christ, I Supposed I preached my first sermon at 18 or 19 years of age, and in some ways even witnessed before that, of course. I find great blessing reflecting upon these three issues as well. When Paul experienced salvation on the Damascus Road, he was given strength for a long record of faithful service to God. Thanks be to God for his outpouring of grace upon my life. This is my testimony as well, and it's Brooksine's also. And this is God's promise for each one of us. What a great joy to be appointed to his service.
Let's all pray together. Father, we thank you for your marvelous grace that was poured out in the sacrificial death of your Son and is made available to all for salvation from sin. You want all men and women to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We're grateful for those you raise up to be arms of compassion and instruments of blessing to others in the body of Christ, and also to those clinging to the world. Whether we were protected from the ravages of sin or we are experiencing your restoring grace, we thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given us strength, that he considered us faithful, appointing us to be his servants for the furtherance of the gospel. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you for joining us today. It's still snowing. I think it picked up, Brooksine, through our podcast. I hope it sticks for a while. I expect it'll melt off this afternoon. Well, this is our message prepared for Friday, November 21st, 2008. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Or I often just tell people to Google Daily Encouragement. Normally, we're the first site that pops up. We do have a number of photos on our site today, including a couple from the snowstorm and one of that couple I mentioned, Orin and Naomi. And I also have a picture of Brooksine, who had a role in yesterday's meeting where we honored Orin and Naomi on the occasion of their 39th anniversary.
What
anniversary?
Thanksgiving. It'll be Thanksgiving.
It'll be actually Thanksgiving. Well, she can clarify that in her written post. We also have a couple of songs suggested today. One of them is a song that I really like. It's a Brooklyn Tabernacle version. It's a video slideshow, not really video, but a slideshow using YouTube that somebody has put together, a song titled, You Can Use Me. I believe it'll bless you today. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day. If you're listening to it on Friday, a wonderful weekend. But I realize people will be listening to this anytime from the time we post it on into the future. And it's a message that's always appropriate. Let us, whatever role we have, faithfully serve the Lord.